Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on stacking a jungle pad drift with an automation first workflow. If you make drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, darker liquid, or anything with that nervous forward motion, this is a super useful move. We are not trying to build some massive dreamy ambient pad that takes over the whole track. We want a controlled, moody layer that sits behind the breakbeat and the bass line, and slowly shifts over time so the loop feels alive. That is the whole game here. In D&B, the drums and sub need to stay focused, but the atmosphere around them should keep evolving. A static pad can make everything feel flat. A drifting pad gives you tension, release, and movement without clutter. So in this lesson, we are going to use stock Ableton devices, simple automation, and a beginner-friendly workflow to make a pad that breathes with the arrangement. Think of it like this. Set it up. Automate the important stuff, and then let it ride. First, start with a clean D&B loop. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. For this lesson, 172 BPM is a great place to land. Before you even touch the pad, get your drums and bass in place. That matters because the pad has to support the groove, not fight it. If you already have a breakbeat, loop 8 or 16 bars of it. If you are starting from scratch, just use a simple drum rock or a stock break and keep it basic for now. You want to hear where the kick, snare, ghost notes, and bass are sitting before you add atmosphere. Also, leave yourself some headroom. A lot of beginners make a pad sound huge in solo, then wonder why the mix gets muddy. In D&B, especially, low-mid buildup can get out of hand fast. So keep the mix clean early. Now let's build the pad itself. For a beginner-friendly jungle pad, Wave Eatable is a really solid choice because it gives you easy movement and a clean sound. Analog can work too if you want something warmer and more classic, but Wave Eatable is great for this exercise. Load Wave Eatable on a MIDI track and start with a smooth Wave Eatable shape. Keep the sound simple. You do not need a complicated sound design patch here. Try this as a starting point. Oscillator 1 with a smooth, soft harmonic shape. Oscillator 2 slightly up an octave or in unison for a little width. The low-pass filter, fairly closed along attack and release, very subtle detune. A good starting range is an attack somewhere around 80 to 300 milliseconds, and a release around 1.5 to 4 seconds. Keep the cutoff fairly dark at first, maybe somewhere between 200 Hz and 2K Hz depending on how moody you want it. And keep resonance modest, around 10 to 25%. What we are after is not a giant airy pad. We want a pad that sits behind the break and adds tone, not a big cloud that hogs the mix. Now write a very simple musical idea. Do not overcomplicate the harmony. In dark D&B, the pad often works better as a sustained bed than as a busy chord progression. You can hold one minor chord for 4 or 8 bars, or use a simple 2-chord loop. A drone note with a fifth above it can also sound really effective. For example, in a minor, you could hold a minor for 4 bars, then move to F major for 4 bars. That is enough harmonic movement to support the groove without distracting from the bass. Keep the notes long. Keep them simple. Let the automation do the heavy lifting. And that brings us to the core idea of this lesson. Automation first. Instead of loading a pile of effects and hoping the pad feels alive, we are going to automate the important parameters right away. That is the smart move. It gives you motion without clutter. The first thing to automate is the filter cutoff. You can use the filter inside Wave Eatable, or you can add auto filter after the instrument. I actually like auto filter for this kind of workflow because it gives you a really clear automation target. Set it to low pass. Keep the cutoff fairly low to start, maybe around 400 to 1200 Hz, and add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. If you want a touch more edge, add just a bit of drive. Now draw a slow automation curve across 8 bars. Here is the basic shape, bars 1 to 4, darker and more closed bars 5 to 8, gradually opening up then in the next phrase, open it a little more, and pull it back before the next section. That slow opening and closing is what makes the pad feel like it is drifting through the arrangement. Why does this work so well in drum and bass? Because the drums and bass can stay consistent while the atmosphere changes around them. That gives the listener motion without wrecking the groove. Next, add subtle movement. This is the drift part. We want tiny motion over time, not a wobble fest. If the pad starts sounding seasick, you have gone too far. In Wave Eatable, you can use a slow LFO or automation to move things like Wave Eatable position, filter cutoff, or even pan. You can also modulate pitch very lightly if you want a more unstable, worn-in feel. Keep the LFO slow. Think half a bar to 4 bars. Keep the amount small. For cutoff, maybe 5 to 15%. For pitch, even smaller, just enough that the sound feels alive when it sits behind the drums. A nice beginner trick is to automate the amount of movement itself. Keep the pad steadier in the intro, then let it become a little more animated in the build or breakdown. That way the arrangement feels like it is evolving naturally. Now let's build a practical effect chain. A good chain for this kind of pad is auto filter, chorus ensemble or a light phaser flanger, echo, reverb, and maybe a bit of saturator. Keep everything subtle. The chorus should just add some stereo bloom. The echo should be filtered and low in the mix so it does not smear the groove. The reverb should have a sensible decay, maybe around 1.5 to 4 seconds, and a low cut if needed so it does not wash over the low end. If you use saturator, just add a little color, not obvious distortion. This is important. In jungle and rollers, too much reverb can blur the breakbeat and make the track feel soft. We want depth, not fog. Now automate the pad for arrangement. This is where the track starts to feel like a real song instead of a loop. In the intro, keep the pad darker and a little more open in space. You can let it feel wide and moody there. In the build, open the filter, tighten the reverb a little and increase the motion. In the drop, pull the pad back so the drums and bass can dominate. Then in a switch up or breakdown, bring it back brighter or wider for contrast. A really effective beginner move is to automate the pad volume down by 2 to 6 dB during the drop, then bring it back for the breakdown. That tiny change makes the section feel bigger without losing the atmosphere completely. A classic DNB shape could look like this: 16-bar intro with drums, ambience, and filtered pad, 16-bar build with rising filter automation, 16-bar drop with the pad tucked under the bass, 8-bar switch up where the pad opens again. That contrast is what keeps the track DJ-friendly and stops it from feeling looped. Now we need to make sure the pad actually locks in with the drums and bass. The pad should support the rhythm, not smear it. So use EQ8 if needed and high pass the pad somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the sound. If the low mids are piling up around 200 to 500 Hz, trim a little there too. Also, check mono compatibility with utility. If the pad gets hollow or disappears in mono, it is probably too wide or too facey. Reduce the width or simplify the stereo effects. And here's a really good phrase-aware tip. Make sure your automation changes happen on 4-bar or 8-bar boundaries. That makes the movement feel intentional and musical, which is especially important in loop-based genres like DNB. If you want a more authentic jungle texture, resample the pad. This is a classic workflow and it can make the sound feel more finished. Once the pad is moving the way you want, record it to a new audio track. Then you can warp it lightly, chop a few interesting moments, reverse a tail, or add tiny fades for smoothness. Sometimes resampled pads sound better than the original MIDI version, because the little imperfections make them feel more organic and less pristine. Let's talk about common mistakes, because these are easy to run into. One mistake is making the pad too bright. If it starts competing with the snare and bass, it is probably too open. Keep it darker, especially in the drop. Another mistake is too much reverb. If the pad turns the groove into a wash, lower the wet mix, shorten the decay, and cut the low end from the reverb return. Another big one is automating too many things at once. For beginners, less is usually better. Start with filter cutoff and one extra movement source. That is enough to sound professional if the movement is well placed. Also, do not let the pad fight the bass line. If the sub is getting blurry, high pass the pad harder. And finally, make sure your automation follows the phrasing of the track. Random movement can sound cool for a second, but phrase-based movement sounds intentional and musical. Here are a few pro tips if you want this to hit harder in darker or heavier DNB. Try using minor seconds or suspended harmony for tension. That little clash can sound really eerie in a good way. Add gentle saturation before reverb to make the pad feel denser and more underground. Automate a low pass opening into the drop for a classic reveal moment. Layer a very quiet noise texture or vinyl style ambience underneath for that jungle authentic feel. Use short reverse swells before snare hits or section changes to help transitions. And in heavier tracks, it can be smart to let the pad disappear for the first 8 bars of the drop. Then bring it back later, so the return feels bigger. Now let's do a quick practice version. Set the project to 172 BPM. Make an 8-bar drum loop with a breakbeat or drum rack. Load Wavetable and create a simple minor chord or drone. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff over 8 bars. Add reverb, but keep it subtle. Add one more movement source, like a slow LFO, light chorus, or a little pan automation. High pass the pad with EQ8 so it stays out of the sub. Then write one arrangement change, like darker in bars 1 to 4 and brighter in bars 5 to 8. If you have time, bounce or resample it and listen back. Ask yourself one question. Does the pad support the groove, or does it distract from it? If you want to push the exercise further, make three versions. One for a jungle intro, one for a build, and one for a drop. Keep the MIDI notes the same and change only the automation, layering, and effect balance. That is a really strong way to hear how much arrangement and automation matter. So to recap, a good jungle pad drift is about controlled motion, not massive sound design. Build a simple pad in Ableton Live 12, automate the filter and space, keep it dark and phrase aware, and stay out of the low end. The best atmosphere in DNB is the one that makes the drums and bass feel bigger without getting in the way. That is the move. Clean, moody, and alive. Set it up, automate it, and let the groove do the rest.